morning, it's Danielle Cartwright with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. Today in Narooma, there will be a workshop to help groups apply for a share in nearly $2 million in funding for specific environmental projects. The Environmental Trust is conducting the workshop to help applicants to understand what is required in an application and provide some tips on how to develop a project idea. Under the Protecting Our Places program, grants up to $35,000 are available to Aboriginal organisations for environmental projects to improve land that is culturally significant to Aboriginal people. For more information, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. The state government says there is strong support for shops across the far south coast to open on Boxing Day, but not on Easter Sunday. Trading restrictions for December 26 are being lifted, but the government is rejecting retailers' requests for Easter Sunday trading. Minister for the Illawarra, Greg Pearce, says the Boxing Day move is popular.
Everyone in my office was very keen about the idea that they could go and enjoy the Boxing Day sales. I'll leave it to you as to what your shopping habits are, but there was strong support for extending the capacity to get out there and enjoy the Boxing Day sales.
New ramps, steps and a twin bowl are soon set to challenge and thrill Batemans Bay skaters after the Yirrabadalla Shire Council recently approved a contractor to carry out the work. The skate park's extension project is scheduled to begin late next month and is being funded by Council and the third round of the Australian Government's Regional and Local Community Infrastructure Program. Ideas put forward by skaters during the Concept Plans exhibition late last year helped Council decide on the new elements that will form the park's extension. The Batemans Bay Skate Park extension will be the second skate park improvement project delivered by the Council in the last 12 months. And South Coast small and medium businesses are being encouraged to nominate for the 20th annual Telstra Australian Business Awards. Member for South Coast Shelley Hancock says local businesses deserve recognition that this award can provide. Entries close April 2. Now here's local sport with Tony McGay.
All football codes showcase their season prospects this weekend and next on the far south coast. In AFL, a highly anticipated Lightning tournament in Bermagui on Saturday has drawn solid numbers for a six-team draw, 15-minute halves for a round robin and prize money. In rugby league next weekend and the 2 weeks following, pre-season rounds will be staged in Tathra, Cooma, with a final in Narooma on April 29. Ladies tag, under-18s and first grade have attracted a strong response throughout Group 16. The series follows the highly successful sevens in Maruya last week. With seven first grade teams now assured, Group 16 is at its healthiest for many years. Meanwhile, the juniors tournament will be played in Bimaluk on Saturday. In rugby union, the Bega Valley Tens will be played at the recreation ground on Saturday week, with high hopes the Sapphire Club will be able to form. That's local sport. I'm Tony McGay.